Home Church Radio. And now your host, Pastor Buddy Johnson.
Well, praise God, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy, and we are delighted to be in your presence tonight through the means of radio or satellite or your computer downloader. However that you're picking us up here tonight, praise Yahweh, we greet you in the lovely, magnanimous, magnificent name of the King of all kings, Yahweh. And we've got a great one lined up for you tonight. We are going to get into the Khazars, simply the Khazars. To find out who the Khazars are, we've got to go through the house of Israel and discern how that the snake got into the house of Israel. And we have covered that thoroughly in the first couple of weeks here on Truth. And we're going to now get into who Israel is not, praise Yahweh. Gifford and Sullivan made a great quote that we could quote from tonight. And they say, things are seldom as they seem. Skim milk masquerades as cream. So that's basically what you get when you don't get the true blues, praise Yahweh. And we're talking about the descendants of Jacob, Israel, and Abraham, Isaac. So we're going to explore the Khazaric connection into the house of Israel. When we ask the question, it presupposes that there are reservations about the identity of a modern-day Jew and his relationship to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob slash Israel. For the majority of Christians, the answer, if you ask them who the modern-day Israelites are, they will give you that they are the Jews, God's chosen people. So then we would like to break into that area of thought process tonight and really examine and see if they themselves, and we're going to give you some quotes, and we're going to quote tonight out of God's Covenant People, Yesterday, Today, and Forever by Evangelist Theodore Wellen. And we're going to examine some of the things that are on record from the Talmud. And we're going to explore the Talmud in the second half of our show tonight. We'll be switching over to Heritage Radio broadcast after this hour is up. So if you'd like to hear us tonight expound on the Khazars and their book of the Talmud, you need to stay tuned here tonight. Praise Yahweh. Let's give you a little information up front about our present radio situation. And we will be leaving Heritage Radio Network at the end of the month. And we have already moved to United Patriot Radio. That's a shortwave. That is located in Somerset, Kentucky, by our good buddy Steve Anderson, who operates that up there. And Pastor Steve is pumping out all over the good old globe the truth of Yahweh and identity, praise Yahweh. Now, you can get that frequency at tonight. You can pick it up. We'll be on at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time with the Shepherd's Call broadcast. We're there 5 nights a week at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the frequency is 6.900. And it's the upper single sideband that you can get us on United Patriot Radio. So tune in. If you'd like to email us tonight, houseofyahweh@poppy-comitatus.org. That'll get your email right into us here tonight, praise Yahweh, and we will very quickly respond in any order tonight from the email. Now, if you'd like to go up and check our website out, it's www.poppy-comitatus.org/houseofyahweh. That'll get you into us tonight, and our sponsors is, of course, tonight, Miracle 2 products and Cedar Fork Herbs and Minerals, and we are going to give you some interesting information in the second half of the show on how to obtain these wonderful products of Miracle 2. Now, let's get into the message here tonight, and remember, we're going to talk about the Khazars and where they're at, and the true descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are those people today who call themselves Jews. Now, that's what the majority of most of the Israelites or the Gentiles believe. They've been made to believe that through erroneous teaching that the Jews are God's chosen people. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you would really want to understand this, and this is, I guess maybe it's one of the best kept secrets, Brother Eric tonight. We've got Brother Eric sitting in with us here tonight. And so I'll preach to him a little bit as well as you. So the best kept secret in the world tonight is who are Israel and who is the Jews. Now, in light of the answer that we obviously get by asking 9 out of 10 who the chosen people are, they're going to call us that, well, that's the Jews. That's God's chosen people. But if you go back and look at the reality of the truth, Judah, we're talking about the word Judah, Yehuda, in the Hebrew, and we're talking about these descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob through the bloodline of Judah. Now, we know that the tribe of Benjamin got mixed in too, because they were a border tribe to Judah. And so then we've got the two tribes there. And then we've got the 10 northern tribes, which is basically called Israel. So we got Israel and Judah. So it's a misnomer when people say that the Jews are Israel, and that's not true. The word actually is not synonymous, although it's from the same bloodline. Judah is a tribe unto itself, and they were a large southern tribe. Then the 10 tribes north were governed by or overlooked or overseen by Ephraim. This is the birthright tribe that we talked about in the past. Now, the Bible makes it very clear that the masquerading Jews today are the imposters masquerading as Israelites, although no Israelite blood flows through their veins. The book of Revelation that we often quote informs us of this deception and the identity of these blasphemers. Now, we're going to get in some interesting information that even their own people acknowledge that they're not Israel. And yet they have had the distinction, privileges, of enjoying the privileges of believing, having the world to believe that they are God's chosen people. Now, let us quote from Revelation 2:9. I know your tribulation and your poverty, that you are rich, and the blasphemy of those impostors who say they are Jews or Judites or Yehudim and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that bears looking into here tonight. This may be the freedom message that your spirit needs to set you free from the shackles of that the Jews are God's chosen people. Now, it's just not true. And people say, well, I can see that you're anti-Semitic. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about the Semites now are the descending sons of Shem. Now, Shem was Israel. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were descendants from this bloodline. Now then, the 10 northern tribes are Shemites. The tribe of Judah is one tribe, and that don't make all of Judah Israel. Now, in other words, there are those who claim to be of the house of Judah or Judites, and therefore Israelites. But who in reality are imposters identified by Yahushua as being from the synagogue of Satan. Now, there's a double witness in this statement again in Revelation 3, again, verse 9. And Yahweh put it in 2:9 and 3:9, and I believe he wanted to, the Bible says, in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, let every word be established. Here we got it 2 times in book 2 and book 3. I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan. Now, there is a group of people on the earth tonight that are of the synagogue of Satan, and they say that they're Jews. Now, is it possible that most of the world supports the imposters rather than knowing who the real Israelites are? I think so. And that is exactly what we in Identity teach. And that's why that we're on here tonight, is to make you aware of the deception of these of the synagogue of Satan. Now, we're not anti-Semitic, ladies and gentlemen. We believe that there is a true bloodline from the house of Yehuda or Judah. But modern-day Jews themselves verify the truth of these passages, 2 and 9 and 3 and 9 Revelations, when they say and write, although in many cases their missions are not meant for non-Jewish ears or eyes. Now, we're going to give you a reprint that was in 1980 in the Jewish Almanac. Identity Crisis is the brief history of the terms for the Jews. This is the headline, Identity Crisis. Strictly speaking, now this is from the Jewish Almanac, strictly speaking, it is incorrect to call an ancient Israelite a Jew, or to call a contemporary Jew an Israelite, or a Hebrew. A remarkable admission. Now, if we let that sink in the Sunday Union, August 28, 1966, Leo Hanman quoted Nathan M. Pollock, a professor of medieval Jewish history at Tel Aviv University, who after spending 40 of his 64 years in research, confirmed the preceding statement from the Jewish Almanac, and I quote, Nathan M. Pollock has a beef with the Israelite government. His elaborate plans to celebrate this September, now remember, this is in 1966, to celebrate the 1,000th anniversary of the Jewish Khuzar Alliance were summarily rejected. An utterly meek-looking man, this Nathan M. Pollock, he immigrated to Israel from Russia 43 years ago. Pollock, he ekes out a living as a translator of scientific texts and a proofreader in a publishing firm in Tel Aviv, Israel. But his great passion and hobby is the application of historic research. He has devoted 40 of his 64 years to trying, now listen to this, underline trying, to prove that 6 out of 10 Israelites and 9 out of 10 Jews in the Western Hemisphere are not real Jews or Israelites. Jews, yes, but descendants of the fierce Khazar tribes which roamed the steppes of southern Russia many centuries ago. Now, for obvious reasons, the Israelite authorities are not at all eager to give the official stamp of approval to Pollock's research and theories. For all we know, he may be 100% right, said a senior government official. And then what? In fact, he's not the first one to discover the connection between Jews and the Khazars. Many famous scholars, Jews and non-Jews alike, stress these links in their historical research work. In the year 965, the Khazars were defeated for the first time in 500 years by Prince Salavatsvok of Kiev. King Bulan of Koranza concluded that Prince Salavatsvok emerged victorious from the war because his troops were missionaries and Christians, while his nomads were pagan worshippers. The king and his nobles embraced Judaism in 965. Now remember, these are not Jews, they just embraced the religion of Judaism. And now we're going to get into Judaism in the second half of the show by telling you that their Bible is not the Bible that we read from. Their authority is the Talmud. Now, if you spell the Talmud backwards, I dare you. Just spell it backwards and see what you get. Praise Yahweh. You'll understand when you spell it backwards how that these Jews who profess to be God's chosen people are out of the synagogue of Satan and are not, in reality, bloodline descendants of the Shemites. And in 966, a royal edict was passed enforcing Judaism as the only legal religion in the Khazar kingdom. Tribesmen had to undergo circumcision. They had to learn Hebrew prayers and recognize Jewish rabbis as their spiritual leaders on pain of death. Now, this begs the question, who is over there now? Mr. Pollock believes that 9 out of 10 are imposters. 9 out of 10, even in the Western Hemisphere, are not bloodline Semites. Now, when you speak against them, they holler, foul. You're anti-Semitic. You're racist. And so then, the unprepared, who know not Yahweh, back down, real sheepish, put their tail between their legs and scurry off and get under the rock of this obedient millstone that's tied around the neck of most of the Gentiles, the house of Israel scattered abroad, that they believe that Israel is the Jews. Now, this also explains why so many European Jews are blonde and blue-eyed with a slight Mongolian slant in their eyes, as well as the total absence of Semitic features among many Israelites of European descent. The portion, now we need to go into detail about that, but at a later date, we covered it quite well, of how the snake got in the house of Israel. You need to write for our tape. We got a 2-hour VHS. We have a hour or two teaching on audio, and we're going to offer you a special on our tapes tonight. Our 2-hour teaching tapes will be $10. They're normally $13, I think. So you can get a $3 saving tonight on our VHS 2-hour teaching tapes, and folks, they're loaded with round truth, zero information. And also, our audio tapes are only $5 a piece. So if you'd like to order those, simply call me tonight here at 423-626-2172, and we will process your order immediately, praise Yahweh. Or you can go to our website, which is www.posse-comitatus.org/House of Yahweh, or email us at houseofyahweh@posse-comitatus.org, and that'll get your order in the mail to you that will give you the in-depth study of the genealogy downline of Jacob Israel. And the flourishing Jewish Khazaric kingdom was destroyed in 1239 by the Mongol invasions of Belu Khan. And we say Belu Khan. This is the Oriental king hordes that we were talking about in the blood rituals. And that's why that these Canaanite serpent seed Jews, who are of the Khazaric bloodline, led blood. It is something from their genetic past. Now, following the Mongol invasion and conquest, the surviving members of the Jewish-turned-Khazaric tribes trekked west and settled in Poland, Hungary, Bohemia, Austria, Romania, and the Ukraine in Russia. According to Pollock, who is an expert of over 46 years' research, whose parents came from Poland himself, if your name is Halperin, Halpert, Halperin, Delphine, so on and so forth, you are 100% Caesar. Alper means brave knight in the Khazoic tongue. And the name was granted by the king to the most distinguishing warriors, and names like Kaplan, Teflon, Corporal. Know anybody with that name? Corporal. And the like are positive proof of Khazoic descent, according to this scholar, who published in 1966 this that I'm reading from. And according to the scholar, Kaplan means fierce hawk in the Khazar language. Koren, Kapun, Kegovich show our aristocratic descent from Kaplan, Hagan, King Bullen's chief minister. And the beat goes on. Now, under the alternate spelling of Khazars, the Jewish Encyclopedia states the following. Khazars, a people of Turkish origin whose life and history are interwoven with the very beginning of the history of the Jews of Russia. Well, ladies and gentlemen, was it not the communist takeover in 1919 of the nation of Russia? Was it not that these are communist Khazaric Jews of Oriental origin, Khazaric, and that Lincoln and Stalin and all of these were of the bloodline? That's why that they're so fierce. Stalin is reputed to kill himself over 90 million white Aryan Israelites that had settled in Russia. What a massacre there that has gone unreported over the ages of time. You know why? Because since the early 1930s, the Jews have controlled the masses of the media operation, and now they are almost 100%. They are almost 100% in control of the mass media of the earth. So you can see why. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the bottom half of our show. We'll be back in a couple of minutes after station identification. A word from our sponsors. We'll come back with the second half, and we'll really cover that for you. Yahweh bless you. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Shepherd's Call. This is Pastor Buddy, and we got a good one going here tonight on the Khazars, praise Yahweh. And we're actually, folks, we're reading that out of the Jewish Encyclopedia, which states the following. It was probably about that time, now we're talking about the origin of the Khazars, that the Shalhan of the Khazars and his grandees, together with a large number of his heathen people, embraced the Jewish religion, or Judaism, or Talmudism, an adulterated religion brought back from Babylon. This is my emphasis. According to A. Albert Hacke, and the conversion that took place in 620 B.C., according to others in 740, King Joseph, in his letter to Hadassah, M. Sharpet, about 960, and this is all documented, gives the following account of the conversion. Some centuries ago, King Bulan reigned over the Khazars. To him, God appeared in a dream and promised him might and glory. Much encouraged now by his dream, Bulan went to the road of Dalaran to the country of Aberdale, for he gained great victories over the Arabs. The Byzantine emperor and the caliph of the Ishmaelites sent to him envoys with presents and sages to convert him to their respective religion. Bulan invited also the wise men from Judah, and proceeded to examine them all. As each of the champions believed his religion to be the best, Bullen separately questioned the Mohammedans and the Christians as to which of their other two religions they considered the better. When both gave preference to that of the Jews, the king perceived that it must be the true religion. He therefore adopted it. Now, they have in here that we can go to the book to see it on chapter 7, 153. That is in the Jewish Encyclopedia. Here is the account of the conversion now is a brief, briefly to be considered to be of a legendary nature. Harkavay, however, in Bilaboff and Yaharik Bilaboff proved that Arabic and Slavian sources that the religious disputation at the court is a historical fact. Even the name of Hysak Sangarari has been found in the writings of Constantine, the philosopher Cyril. It was one of the successors of Bulund named King Obadiah, who regenerated the kingdom and strengthened the Jewish religion and consolidated it in and strengthened the religion in his kingdom. He invited Jewish scholars to settle in his dominion. He founded synagogues and schools. From the work Kedayat Batan, written about the 9th century, cited by Daniel, Chorazin in Avesperia, Old Champollion, on page 57, states, it appears as if all the Khazars were Jews and that they had been converted to Judaism only a short time before that book was written in around 920 B.C. Now, the following map of the Jewish Encyclopedia clearly illustrates the Jews' position regarding their ancestry. The Jews recognize that their genetic lineage is primarily from the Turkish Mongolian Khazars, rather from the lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Our first-hand information that Gershon Solomon, now he is the leader of the Temple Mount Faithful. He spoke in Atlanta, Georgia to a Christian group who afterwards questioned him about his Antichrist standings. Now, he was there to collect money for the restoration of the temple, who most of the Gentiles, who are Israel, believing that the Jews are God's chosen people and that they are to rebuild the temple in the last days, are supporting it heavy with finances. Gershon Solomon admitted in the presence of three of my fellow brethren that he was from the Khazaric bloodline and had nothing to do with the bloodline of the Semitic race. Now, that was brazen, folks, that he admitted that, very, 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 very proud of the fact that he was a Khazar. The Khazars adopted the religion of Judaism between the 7th and 9th centuries. This conversion gave rise to the false claim of being Judites. Now, remember what Mr. Pollock said in the article that we have reading from in the Jewish Encyclopedia now, that he said that possibly, that probably, that 9 out of 10 of those that are presently dwelling in Israel and all the Jews in the Western Hemisphere, 9 out of 10 are of Khazaric bloodline and have no Semitic blood whatsoever in their veins. That's why that they hate the Semites. You see, ladies and gentlemen, if you're an Israelite and you're white, then you are from the bloodline descendant tribe of Shem, who is the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the bloodline descenders. And we, the quote-unquote Gentiles, the white Aryan race, are the lost tribes of Israel. Now, these false claim of being Judites, when in fact they have no historical or racial basis for being so, the Khazars and their modern-day descendants claim to be Jews, which is strictly religious. The information contained in the Jewish Encyclopedia is corroborated with, under the heading, Khazars in the New Standard Jewish Encyclopedia. And I quote, Khazars, a Turkish or Finnish tribe which settled the lower Volga region in the 8th century. A powerful Judaizing movement manifested itself along the Khazars, ultimately around 786 to 809. Their king, Bulan, and 4,000 of his nobles accepted Judaism as the religion, and the prince Obadiah, the adopted name, being active in securing their Judaization. Under the following heading, Protestalites, the same source states the following. Now, this is Protestalites. Remember what our Messiah said, woe unto them, for they shall compass land and sea. To convert one Protestalite, and when they do, they make him two or more the child of hell than he was to begin with. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't save a bad seed because that seed belongs to the devil. You either make the tree good and the fruit correct. Now, we're talking about bloodline descending genetics. These have no bloodline to Shem, and they readily admit it in their own Jewish encyclopedia. Proselytes. Now, we're going to give you the definition of proselyte. According to the Jewish Encyclopedia, the New Standard Jewish Encyclopedia, and we read, in the 8th and 9th centuries, there was a widespread conversion among the Khazars, led by the king and embracing other classes, and in Western Europe, two numerous persons continued to enter into Judaism as a religion. Now, what we're saying here, ladies and gentlemen, is very powerful, that the Jews, these Khazaric Jews, the Ashkenazis, and so on, they have no bloodline to Shem. The Universal Jewish Encyclopedia, under the heading Khazars, begins its very similar narrative by repeating essentially the same information. And we quote, Khazars, a medieval people, probably related to the Vogel Buglers, whose ruling class adopted Judaism during the 8th century. In anti-Semitism, its history and causes, Bernard Lazar summarizes the Khazarian conversion to Judaism. About 620 they, the Jews, converted their whole tribe of the Khazars, whose territory was in the neighborhood of Ashkenazian. Legend seized upon this fact, which greatly stirred the Jews of the West. But in spite of this, there can be no doubt about it. A contemporary of the event mentions it, and his name was Isidore of Seville, Spain. And afterwards, Chaput, minister of the Caliph Abdur Rahman, corresponded with Joseph the last Kayan of the Khazars, whose kingdom was destroyed by Stasvolovak, Prince of Kiev, and that is in Russia. The Judaized Khazars exercised a great influence over the neighboring Slavic tribes and made numerous proselytes among them. Quote, unquote. In an article by the Jewish King of Russia from the Jewish magazine Shabbat Shalom, Robert C. Quorum elaborated upon the Khazaric Gentile Jews. King Meshulam, or King Benjamin, or King Joseph, King Obadiah, King Isaac, King Holokai, King Zebulun, King Moses, and King Nissi. Bible students won't find these names in the scriptures. Instead, these non-genetic Jewish kings ruled what is now part of the Southern Soviet Union. And ladies and gentlemen, from them spawned these communist Jews that took over Russia and is now ruling most of the world behind the scenes. Did you know that most of the finances of Soviet Russia has been propped up by the sympathies of the United States government? Long before the modern 20th century, the State of Israel, a Jewish kingdom located between the Caspian and Black Seas, arose amid a world overtly hostile to the Jews. This new Israel was called Karaza. The king converted to Judaism. His Khazar nobles followed, as much did that of the population. King Bulan and 4,000 of his Khazars were soon circumcised, and thus began a line of Gentile Jewish non-Israelite kings who ruled into the 10th century. Now, after the 10th century, they were defeated in the 13th century, and they scattered throughout into Europe, Poland, Czechoslovakia, and in the southern regions of Russia. Although not of Semitic origin, Joseph, one of the Khazar kings, regarded his people as part of Israel and considered himself a Jew by faith rather than by genetics. He was a spiritual son of Abraham, he said, rather than a biological one. He apparently considered the Semitic and non-Semitic Jews to be brothers in the common faith with a common God. The following are portions of a letter written by Dr. Benjamin H. Friedman, himself a Jew, that was published by the National Economic Council Incorporated as Council Letter Number 177, published in October the 15th, 1947. Dr. Friedman's letter exposed political Zionism for what it really is, and I quote, "Popular ignorance of the real basis of political Zionism is beyond calculation. Vaguely, most Christian Americans have the idea that the Jews claim Palestine because it was a promised land, in which they lived for a period of a few centuries that ended 2,000 years ago, and the thought of the people returning to its homeland seems emotionally satisfying and pleasing to them. A year of the fact that most Americans do not know," and we'll wrap it up here, ladies and gentlemen, with this thought, "political Zionism is almost exclusively a movement by the Jews of Khazaric Europe. That these Eastern European Jews have neither a racial nor a historic connection with Palestine or the bloodline descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Their non-Semitic ancestors were not inhabitants of the promised land. They are the direct descendants of the people of the Khazar kingdom, which existed up until the 12th century. The Khazars were a non-Semitic, Turco-Finnish, Mongolian, Oriental tribe of people who about the 1st century A.D. immigrated from Middle Asia to Eastern Europe. About the 7th century A.D., the king of the Khazars adopted Judaism as the state religion, and the majority of the inhabitants joined him in this new alliance. But none of them are Semitic Judites immigrated to the Khazar kingdom far to the north. Not one, ladies and gentlemen. So then, Mr. Polak is right in assuming that 9 out of 10 are imposters. We close it out, ladies and gentlemen, with this thought. Remember, Revelations 2 and 9, "I know that you've tried them to say they are Jews and are not, but are liars." And then in 3 and 9, "I know them of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but are liars." Ladies and gentlemen, the promise was made to Jacob and the Semitic bloodline of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The descendants are all of genetic origin of blood. Only they, with no exceptions, are to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Dr. Friedman's statements are substantiated in the book, The Circle of Knowledge, in a section entitled Book of Races and Peoples. Under the heading Quasar, the New Encyclopedia Britannica validates this Quasar-Jew connection, and it goes on and on and on. It has been estimated, here we are now, as we wrap it up, in his book, The American Jews, Jewish author James Yaffe wrote of the Ashkenazism in America. Note that he considers the Sephardic Jew nearly extinct. It has been estimated that 95% of the Jews in America today are descended from the East European Khazar Ashkenazi immigrants. What the American Jew is now is his style of living and thinking comes to him from the Chapel, a small town or village formerly found in Eastern Europe, tempered in the furnace of the lower east side of New York City. And so, ladies and gentlemen, who are the Khazars? Much more information we can read all night long on this historical facts of history in identifying who they are, where they came from, and the preeminence that they have been given as imposters they are, bloodline descendants they are not of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that they are themselves sitting in the temple of Yahweh, professing themselves to be wise. They have turned Israel into fools, and they themselves sit at the head of the heap, and Satan is laughing all the way to hell with the souls of the deceived Israelites that are supporting the cause of these Cossack Jews who claim to be of Yahweh's religion. The Bohemian Jews that are not of Semitic origin, the religious and spiritual and not genetic descendants of those who first formed the early foundation of Judaism, were themselves as Shemites, and they are the true blues, ladies and gentlemen. That's you. If you're white Aryan, you have descended bloodline from Jacob. How do we know? Revelations 1:14, his head, and his hair was white like wool. Let me give you our telephone number here tonight before Brother Eric comes on to give you our commercial tonight and our sponsors, praise Yahweh. Our telephone number is area code 423-626-2172. Give me a call. Now,
join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.